Limb lengthening surgery is all the rage these days. Researchers keep finding creepy dolls on Texas beaches. And a Navy officer allegedly forced recruits to drink semen mixed with fish sauce. Ew. These are the weird stories for Tuesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast. Scott was 5'7". After surgery, he's 5'10". The orthopedic surgeon who performed Scott's surgery is a bit of a social media star. His name is Dr. Shahab Mahboobian. On Instagram, the 46-year-old Californian boasts more than 50,000 followers. On TikTok, another 50,000. On his social media pages, you can see him answering questions about the height-lengthening procedure. In fact, his handle on social media is at height-lengthening. On the door of his practice in Burbank, California, it reads, Height Lengthening Institute. It's fair to say that this has become his brand. Here's a quote from Dr. Mahboobian. It's become a big part of my practice. It's the thing most people are interested in. That's where I get most of my consultations. He's added that he's seen an increase in surgeries during the pandemic, in fact. Since a lot of people had more time on their hands, they opted to undergo this sort of procedure, he claims. Now, surgically lengthening your limbs is not exactly new. It has existed in some form for about 100 years. People wounded in military service or car crashes would get the procedure, often as a way to correct mismatched length in their legs. What is relatively new is the deployment of the surgery for elective and cosmetic ends. That's only been going on for 15 years. In other words, people are now choosing to undergo limb lengthening procedures just because they feel like it. This Dr. Mahboobian nonchalantly describes the procedure as minimally invasive. I don't know how it can be minimally invasive. You're cutting limbs and lengthening them, but okay. He says through small little incisions, he cuts the bone surgically, then inserts a rod. They call it a nail or a rod, and that goes inside the bone. The rod is magnetic, and it has gears. There's an external device that communicates with the nail, and over time, little by little, it lengthens out the nail or rod. The lengthening happens gradually, usually about a millimeter a day, until you get the desired height that you want. And in case you're curious, there's a ceiling on how much height a patient can gain. The maximum is 8 centimeters because that's the limit of the nail. Anything beyond 8 centimeters is when they see most of the complications, according to the doctor. Now, you're probably curious about how painful this is. Well, the doctor says, when you cut the bone, you get some swelling around that area. Obviously painful, but that goes away after a few days. Then there's the lengthening pain, which is a stretching type of pain, but it's actually tolerable because we do it very, very slowly. Now, if you're curious as to what it costs to be taller, it's about $75,000 for limb lengthening surgery. And according to your doctor, you can add up to 6 inches. So you can dunk a basketball if you got enough money, is what I'm saying here. Now, as most of you know, I'm not a tall guy. And if I'm being honest, I have to admit, I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6'4 Impala. In Texas, researchers keep finding creepy dolls on the beach. Researchers who cover a 40-mile stretch of Texas beach twice a week have been using social media to document some of their recent eerie discoveries. Dozens and dozens of creepy dolls keep washing up on the beach. Where are they from? What does it all mean? Jace Tunnell is the director of the reserve at the University of Texas Marine Science Institute. Jace says his team surveys about 40 miles of Gulf Coast beach at the reserve twice a week. They have frequently been finding dolls of various types that were given a creepy aesthetic by their time in the water, of course. Here's a quote from Jace. We're actually doing some scientific work here. But, you know, the dolls are a perk. Tunnel said the follower count on the Mission Aranzas Reserve Facebook page has skyrocketed since he started sharing photos of these disturbing, creepy dolls that him and his team keep finding on the beach. He says about 30 dolls have been found since he began posting the photos. The creepiest dolls are the ones that have lost all their hair. The first one we found was a sex doll, but just the head of a sex doll. It was creepy. I posted a picture of it. I didn't realize that it was a sex doll. I had no idea. I just thought it was a regular doll. Creepy. Anyways, we got a lot of followers on the page after that. Not only did Jason and his team post a photo of that sex doll head, that creepy sex doll head, but a member of the public actually purchased it for $35, and the money was donated to a sea turtle rescue program. Jay says the dolls are now being kept in a bucket to be sold at their annual fundraising auction as well. So they're going to make a little cash on the side from the creepy dolls. Why are all these creepy dolls washing up on the shores here? Well, one of the answers is there was a 2-year study conducted that found beaches along the Texas coastal bend receive actually 10 times the amount of trash washed up as Gulf of Mexico beaches in Florida and Mississippi. So this particular area gets a lot of trash in general. Our buddy Chase here says the culprit is what's called a loop current, which stretches from the Yucatan Peninsula all the way to Florida. He said this current creates eddies that wash a lot of debris and trash toward the Texas coast. They actually call this stretch of Texas coastal bend a, quote, junk magnet. And I will post a link to this story in the show notes so you guys can see some photos of these creepy-ass dolls. It reminded me of that island in down near Mexico City called the Island of Dolls. Have you heard of this? There's a couple short documentaries about this creepy island down near Mexico City where the caretaker of the island thought he saw a ghost. And anyways, in order to appease the ghost, just started collecting all of these dolls and nailing them to every surface he could find on the island. So these dolls are nailed into trees, hanging from branches, and over the years, of course, you can imagine the dolls they've eroded and gotten creepier and creepier. Anyways, the island is just filled with these creepy dolls. It's exactly the kind of weird thing that I like in life. And if you happen to be curious, just Google Island of Dolls in Mexico and check it out for yourself. Pretty weird.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A Navy officer allegedly forced recruits to drink semen with fish sauce. How disgusting. A Navy sergeant in Thailand has been jailed after video footage allegedly shows him forcing trainee Marines to drink human semen. The video went viral online. The clip was actually filmed at a naval training camp in Chonburi's Sadaheb district in October, but it surfaced last week. The video reportedly shows a Navy instructor punishing conscripts by forcing them to drink semen mixed with fish sauce. Petty Officer 2nd Class Taksin Nagopalai is accused of being the perpetrator and has been detained for 30 days, according to a Navy spokesperson. Nagopalai will be discharged from service at a later date, while his superiors, the commander of the Royal Thai Marine Corps Security Department and the head of the department's command and service company, will also be suspended for 7 days and 15 days, respectively. Now, the conscripts featured in this video from last October were recently discharged after completing 6 months in the military. Military conscription is mandatory in Thailand, if you didn't know. Thai men aged 21 and over are subject to an annual lottery system where they draw a red card, meaning 2 years of service, or a black card, meaning an exemption from service. Alternatively, eligible draftees can request to volunteer to serve, in which case their service will be shortened. Now, the Royal Thai Navy Vice Admiral apologized to the conscripts and their families for this alleged abuse that was caught on video, claiming that the Navy has never had a policy of using violence as a means of punishing conscripts before. But Thailand's armed services have a checkered history when it comes to hazing rituals and the general abuse of cadets, recruits, and conscripts. There was an infamous case back in 2017 where a 19-year-old Army recruit died of sudden heart failure. His body showed signs of severe physical abuse. His family found many of his organs were missing when they collected the body. In March 2020, Amnesty International published the findings of an investigation into a widespread pattern of harassment, beatings, and sexual abuse against Thai military conscripts. So they have a history of this, and not very surprising if you're beating conscripts till they have a heart attack that you would consider making them drink something disgusting like semen mixed with fish sauce. It's pretty bad. And now this guy's losing his job. I hope it was worth it to get him to do a few more sit-ups and push-ups, buddy. It's just a dumb behavior. And a sergeant should know better, really. There's a quote in here by someone else describing the situation overall in the Thai military. Recruits describe how often sergeants and trainers brutally beat them with sticks and the butts of guns, even sexually abuse them and force them to exercise until they faint. What the hell's going on down there? Man, and I thought what they did to Private Pyle in Full Metal Jacket was horrible, making him eat that jelly donut in front of everybody in his underwear. I mean, at least there was jelly in the donut and not fish sauce with something else.
Yay!
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hello there. This is your host. And let me take a moment to thank you for spending time with me today. And there's a lot of podcasts out there. I think there's almost 2 million of them. Well, if we're being honest, that's probably too many podcasts. There's too many podcasts, guys. Let's be real. But anyways, because there's so many, that means that it's so special that you chose mine. And I just want you, I want to let you know that I don't take that for granted by any means. I try to keep the episodes short. I respect your time. I try to throw in jokes when I can to make it entertaining. And I try to make them informative, of course, so that we can all learn something about the weird world around us. It's a hell of a lot better than mainstream news. Am I right, guys? Okay, enough of this TED talk. Let's get down to brass tacks. If you'd like to call the show, 646-450-2012. Email me, funnyjones@gmail.com. I'm on the gram. Follow me at funnyjones to see what I'm up to. Maybe I'm doing a show somewhere near where you might be. And then lastly, if you'd like to support the show because you just have tons of money, then check out the Patreon. Patreon.com/weirdafnews. I put a bunch of stuff in there yesterday, some weird things, including a very strange, weird, cool, old-school anime feature-length film. So if you're looking for something weird to watch, check that out, those of you who are in the Patreon. Yeah, pretty cool. You can also go to my website, weirdafnews.com. Click on the Patreon banner or the one that says, Buy Jonesy a Coffee. That's pretty cool. You can do that, too. If you can't afford to support the show right now because of fiscal inequities in the world, I get it. Inflation is real. The price of gas is real. Well, if that's the case, you can leave me a review. That's totally free. It just takes a little bit of your time. You can leave a review on such platforms as Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Amazon, and Spotify. There might be some others, but I'm really unaware. If you leave a review, please drop me a note. Let me know that you did. I'll read it on the air, and I will give you all sorts of love. I'll even sing to you. That's right. I'll sing to your ass.